It's time for our weekly review of state news with news guy Noah Ovshinsky.
The state budget is still working its way through the Joint Finance Committee. We'll look at one of the items that's holding it up and get maybe a timeline for when it'll get back on the road.
Another item that made news this week was the state assembly passing a bill that would eliminate the waiting period for handgun purchases in Wisconsin.
We'll cover those stories and more right now as we're joined by WPR's Assistant News Director Noah Ovshinsky. Noah, welcome back.
It is good to be here, and good afternoon and happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you as well. Well, non-budget item got some big news this week. Rose and fell pretty quickly. The Legislative Audit Bureau.
Right. So this is one of those stories that sort of came out of nowhere, at least. We had some key budget items, obviously, in limbo, which we'll talk about in a few minutes. But this I think, was one of the biggest stories, at least to come out of the Capitol. Big Bend Republican Representative David Craig started floating a plan this week that eliminated the nonpartisan Legislative Fiscal Bureau.
I said Audit Bureau. Fiscal Bureau is what we're talking about.
Yep. Nope. Sorry, the LAB. Bureau. Audit Bureau. Okay. Yep, sorry about that. Audit Bureau, the LAB. And this is the agency, as the name suggests, that sort of serves as something of a watchdog over how tax dollars are spent within agencies.
This is something that often isn't in the headlines, often behind the scenes, but lately it has been.
Right. So, yeah, this is an agency that develops information that lawmakers use to really evaluate how tax dollars are meant or are spent. And one of the reasons why we're talking about it now is because the LAB recently issued a scathing report on WEDIC, the state's job creation agency. So the idea of calling for the elimination of this agency coming so soon after a scathing report on another state agency, it raised some eyebrows.
Mm-hmm. And why did Representative Craig say, let's replace this?
He argues that, inspectors general would be better equipped to and more proactive when it comes to sniffing out problems in agencies. His bill, what it essentially does is it eliminates the LAB and then replaces it with inspectors general at individual agencies. So like the DNR would have its own inspector general, the Department of Transportation, and that they would do the auditing that the LAB currently does.
Now, with any legislation like this, to advance, generally it's going to need support of legislative leaders who put it on committee agendas, get this thing through. What have we heard from them on this proposal?
Right. So Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, whose blessing you would definitely want, is against it. In fact, he says he'd never support a bill that eliminates the LAB. He says the agency does a fantastic job.
So this got a quick angry response from some and a no thanks response from a key Republican leader here.
Yeah, so I think at least in the short term, I don't think it's going anywhere, but it certainly came out of the blue, and it was a proposal that affected an agency that has been very much part of the news recently.
Okay, so the big news for weeks now, aside from that, has been the state budget. Every week we're hearing a little bit more about what's getting passed, what's getting knocked out of the governor's budget proposal. Slowed down now, it seems like.
Yeah, and I wanted to talk a little bit about this because it's really unusual in a way. The governor and Republican leaders in the state legislature are at a bit of an impasse over the issue of transportation funding. And I mention it because it's so rare to have members of the same party really at odds in this way over a big budget item like transportation.
Yeah, in years past, many years past, if the budget takes a long time, if there are debates, it's because there's divided government.
Exactly.
So the Republicans in the legislature versus a Democratic governor or vice versa, and that's what stalls things. Now it's disagreement within the party.
Exactly. And I think it makes it unusual and may, at the end of the day, maybe affect the timeline a little bit as far as, how this budget is going to proceed.
So what's the roadblock, over transportation funding? I'm sorry, I'll stop.
Well played, Rob. Governor Walker wants to borrow $1.3 billion to pay for road projects. Fiscal hawks, of which there are many currently at the Capitol, do not want to see that happen. They don't want to see the state bonding in order to pay for roads. A proposal has been put forward to raise some fees, not taxes, but raise some like user fees and fees associated with buying cars to pay for these repairs. Governor Walker has said he won't sign any budget that includes a fee increase.
So to pass a budget, I guess it's got to include something about transportation. So what's the state of the art right now?
Well, it looks like at this point the decision may be to do nothing.
So not borrow, not raise fees.
Right, or if there is borrowing, to borrow far less. What it will also mean is potentially, and again, I use the word potentially because these negotiations are ongoing, it could mean that specific road projects may actually be delayed. You know, road projects that were scheduled to take place or start this year, they may not happen. In order to save that money.
So what are some of the projects that might be put off because of this?
The Stillwater Bridge to Minnesota, Highway 441 in Green Bay, the I-90 expansion near Janesville, the I-94 corridor between Milwaukee and Chicago, and maybe even the zoo interchange in Milwaukee. Mm-hmm.
So that's one of the stalled items. And I guess the other one, and we can talk about this probably in future weeks, is the Bucks Arena, right? That's another one of those that's not hammered out yet.
Right. There has been and continues to be disagreement over, you know, who's going to pick up the tab for this arena. How much is the city going to pick up? How much is the county going to pick up? How much is the state going to pick up? And that's still a matter of some debate right now.
Talking to news guy Noah Ovshinsky about the latest news in Wisconsin politics. Now, something that did advance, new changes to Wisconsin's gun legislation.
Right. So gun owners and potential gun owners, the process of buying a handgun for them could go much quicker soon. A bill that eliminates the current 48-hour waiting period for buying a handgun cleared the assembly this week and now is on the way to Governor Walker's desk. Supporters say basically advances in technology make this waiting period obsolete because background checks now can, you know, take a matter of minutes. Critics say the change will increase gun violence. They argue the 48 hours has sort of served as a cooling off period of sorts for people who may be buying a firearm while angry, you know, at a spouse or partner.
All right. This one, as you said, headed to the governor's desk. No expectation that he would not sign this.
I think this is well on its way to becoming law.
And another, before we move on from firearms, another gun-related bill passed this week.
It did, and I think it's also worth noting that it passed with bipartisan support, and it's rare these days. And what this bill does is it allows off-duty or retired police officers to carry concealed guns on school property.
And then a controversial item, we've talked about it a fair amount here on the show, ban on abortions, most abortions, non-emergency abortions after 20 weeks of pregnancy.
Right. And so this is one of the more controversial bills that is currently flying really through the legislature. Earlier this week, the Senate passed a bill that bans abortions after 20 weeks. Supporters say the practice shouldn't be allowed because fetuses at that stage of development can feel pain. Democrats and much of the science suggests that that is not the case. Democrats argue they are intruding in on what should be a woman's decision.
And we've heard from a sponsor of the bill and a Democratic critic of the bill, both here on the show. There are more Republicans. They seem to support this thing. What happens now?
The bill goes on to the Assembly. If it's passed there, then to Governor Walker's desk. He says he will sign it. It remains to be seen what will actually happen in the Assembly. Speaker Robin Voss says he's not sure when it will come up for a vote. It could happen this month. It could happen in the fall.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's the budget. I know some people have criticized this going into fast track, say, let's do the budget, then let's do other things. I didn't know that there's thought it could go till fall.
Yeah, Voss says it could happen this month or wait.
So that may not be the end of the story. Like a lot of legislation, it goes to the legislature, then to the governor.
And then lawyers
then
start billing hours.
Right. So there's the courts to think about here.
Right. So I think there's a good chance this could be challenged in court. If it is, it may face an uphill battle, at least in the lower court system. The Supreme Court has said states can only restrict abortions involving fetuses that can exist outside of the womb, which means around 24 weeks. The bill we're talking about here, it would ban them after 20 weeks. So it's not clear if this bill in its current form would pass muster with the Supreme Court.
So this is one we could be talking about a long time if it starts making its way through the legal system.
Yeah, to be continued.
All right. Noah, thanks as always for joining us.
It was good to be here. Thanks, Rob.
That was WPR's Assistant News Director, Noah Ovshinsky.